This podcast is being taped in black and white.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
This is going to be cool doing it in black.
Yeah, it'd be even cooler if you could say it.
Wouldn't that be cool?
It's in black and white.
It is in black and white.
For the first time ever.
Yeah, we've never done one of these.
Kind of cool. You remember they did that on The Walking Dead a while back. They did all the, the first three seasons in black and white?
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
It was really different because it gave it a total different feel.
Hey, the podcast brought to you by our friends at 5-Hour Energy. Focus is the feeling of clarity and alertness. Being in the zone, knowing you got this. It's a feeling you get from a 5-Hour Energy.
And I am going to start it off with a 5-Hour Energy Extra Strength Sour Apple, baby. Sugar-free.
Good for
you. Only 4 calories. Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey.
Is that Corey?
It's hey, Corey.
Corey, yeah.
What's going on?
Corey,
we tweeted out the phone number, so we don't know what. We have no theme today. We're just like, let's just talk about whatever.
Yeah, we can talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Yeah, we tweeted the phone number out, and the only person who called us was Corey.
Yeah. Someone who doesn't need that number because he's got the back line.
Let's talk about Bubba's driver's license from Guam that he put up that says he's 5'10".
Is it really?
Yeah, you didn't see that? Yeah. Hold on, Corey. Wait, I got to put these people on hold. Hi, hold on a second. We'll come right to you, okay? Okay, hang on.
Oh, what was that?
I don't know. I think it's a telemarketer.
We are conducting a poll to better understand support for various candidates.
Yeah, we don't care about that. I'm going to ask for money. Whenever I moved to Guam, and I think this is it. You know, when I first moved there, you have to go and immediately get your driver's license and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to be stereotypical, and I don't want anybody going, oh, you're a racist. So I think just because you're Caucasian, they give you an extra inch.
How many extra inches did they give you?
Well, they said 5'10", and I'm 5'9".
That's a good rumor, you know, for everybody on the island that you got an extra inch.
Usually with white guys, we don't get an extra inch.
We'll take every extra inch we can.
Wherever we can get it.
Amazing how quickly this podcast deteriorated.
What are you talking about?
So how tall are you? 5'9"?
5'9". And I think I'm actually shrinking a little bit because I feel shorter, man. And I don't know if I'm shrinking or if it's just the fact that I'm fat and I'm wider, so I look shorter. Because if you're skinnier, you look taller.
Yeah. My dad still goes with his military ID that said he was 5'7". I promise you, he is not even 5'5".
Your dad is five. Is that short?
Yeah, he's a little guy.
Wow. Is he thin or is he all fat?
Well, he's lost a whole bunch of weight. You know, he's kind of gone up and down over the years, but he's looking good now.
How did he lose? What was his plan to lose weight? How did he do it?
He walks every day, like 10 miles. Wow. And he just eats better. He threw out all the sugar in his house and just.
Well, we're getting ready to do our diet bet next week, and
he's blown the doors off of something like that. He has lost, I think. Let's see, he was 217 when he went to the doctor and said, "I got to lose weight," and he's down to like this. My text this morning, I think he's like 165.
Yeah, but remember, he's 5 foot
yeah,
five.
Okay,
guys.
Still 217.
I'm 200 pounds. I've got to do something now.
I really got to lose some weight. Yeah,
jeez.
He's like a munchkin though.
What is Bubba, what is your plan to lose weight next week?
I'm
going to
do the paleo thing and all that kind of stuff.
What does that mean again?
Basically, you just eat like a caveman. You eat, you know, vegetables and berries and fruit and meat.
There's no processed stuff.
Yeah, no processed stuff.
No sugar, I guess.
And that's been my downfall because I eat so much sugar, dude. I mean, unless it's natural sugar, stay away from it. That's kind of the key.
Yeah.
And have you done that before?
Yeah, I did, and it worked great. I dropped like 30 pounds, but then as soon as you start giving yourself, and this is the bad thing, when you're trying to lose weight, the key is not just to do a diet. It's the whole, you have to change your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And what happens is I do it like a diet. So it's great. It works awesome until I'm done. And then, you know, you get off of it and you start eating the same stuff you used to eat before. And, you know, you go, oh, well, it's a holiday. I can treat myself. And then you treat yourself. And that treat goes on for weeks at a time. And next thing you know, you gain 10 pounds back. And you go, well, I already gained 10 back. It's not going to hurt me anymore if I eat this cake. And you just go on and on and on. Next thing you know, it's 40 pounds.
The white foods, carbs, salt, sugar, simple fats, they are addictive. It's like a drug.
It's like, so hard to get rid of those things, too. Like the sugar, last time I quit sugar, I dropped like 15 pounds. But in the middle of it, I was bragging about how I cut all the sugar out of my diet with somebody as I was drinking a beer with them. And they're like, you understand that, right? And I was like, yeah, but... can only do so much.
Yeah. Well, Corey, I'm going to need your help here over the next couple of weeks. You make sure to watch me because Corey and I go grab dinner and stuff together pretty often, about once a week. And my wife is going to be taken off as soon as school is out at the end. Oh, wait, no, we're not going to be doing this by the time school's done, right?
It's 4 weeks.
Okay, yeah, she'll still be in town. All right, well, never mind, Corey. I don't need your help.
His wife, the personal trainer, is going to police him personally.
Yeah.
But I'm jealous. I'm jealous because I wish I had somebody in my house to watch me like that.
It's if you're married to someone, you can only police them so far because you don't want it to blow up in your face. You can kind of get snippy with your personal trainer. You can't do it when it's your wife.
Yeah.
You can make an excuse to your personal trainer. You can't do it to your wife because then she goes, no, I know what you're really doing. You're sitting up there playing your PlayStation and you're not on the treadmill.
Maybe you could like hook up the PlayStation to a generator that powers the, you know, the treadmill.
Where you have to keep walking on the treadmill for the PlayStation to work.
No, you know what she wants me to do? She wants me to put a spin bike in front of the PlayStation.
Why not? Why not put the PlayStation in front of the treadmill? Can't you just walk and play PlayStation?
No, because my whole body gets into it. If you ever played PlayStation with me, I'm like, I'm moving around. I'm too intense when
I play PlayStation.
I am. I am way intense. It's a physical activity for me.
Hold on.
Oh, you put him on hold?
Are you trying to get those people on hold?
Hello? Okay. Yeah, we don't know how to do this whenever it's not. If we don't have a phone screener, which we don't right now because we're doing the podcast. Hey, Corey, we're back.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, if we don't have a phone screener, then everything falls apart. We have to answer our own phones, and it puts you on hold accidentally.
I'm just going to let him ring. Let him ring. Have you ever been on one of those spin bikes? Bubba?
Me?
No, Bubba.
Yeah.
You don't want a spin bike.
You don't want one.
What do I want?
Well, you want someone to get a big old, like...
cushioned seat for your butt.
Because the seats...
What are y'all trying to say?
Well, the seats are about that big. They're about that wide. Okay. And that's just about as much... That's all the space that you have...
Mm-hmm.
In between?
Until you are violated.
Imagine a bicycle with a baseball bat for a seat. Because that's what it is.
It's about what it is, man.
You gotta set one of those things up in a kiddie pool too, because of the pool of sweat that drips off your body. It's gonna ruin your house.
Yeah. That's true.
Not in the room that she wants to put it in, because that's my guy room, and literally she wants to park it right in front of the PlayStation. We'll see. I'm not worried about the sweat because I probably won't use it.
What are you doing, Patrick?
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what my plan is. I got to do something.
You're the best at this. You're the best weight loser I know.
I think I'm going to do low carb and count calories at the same time.
What about for exercise?
What is exercise?
Are you not going to do anything? Are you not going
to
lift?
I'm not going to lift. I'm going to walk and I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to lift, but I'm going to lift light weights.
Are we going
to
see you in the mornings or are you going to be at the mall?
Wow, is that a mall walking joke?
No, I'm just asking.
Yes, it was a mall.
It looked like that.
Really bad.
Yes, it was. And then he denied it and said, "No, it's not. I'm very serious.
I'm very serious. I care about you."
Yeah. No, I joined a gym right here next to the studio, so I'm gonna start going there and walking on the treadmill.
Oh, you're going there?
Yep.
Let me know how it is. I was just afraid of it kind of being ghetto.
No, it's not ghetto. It's small, and it's one of those 24-hour things. Like you can go early in the morning or late at night and let yourself in. So, I mean, you know, it's not as nice as the big fancy gyms, but it's cheap.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't look like it would have a lot of equipment inside.
It has plenty.
You know all the equipment you guys need? A hill.
Yeah, I'd like to see you run up the hill. Tell him that's what he needs.
Well, I'm not, again, I'm not pointing, I'm saying that you and I don't. I'm saying.
I have a hill in my backyard, and I used to get cocky about it. Like, I'm not going to go to the gym. I'm just going to run up the hill, which I will do twice, maybe three times before I go. I think I'm having a stroke. I don't think I can do this anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'm not excited about this weight loss thing. I'm going to be very honest with you guys. It intimidates the heck out of me because now I have to be out there. I mean, what do we have? We've got like a ton of people. Last I checked, and I haven't checked in a while, it was over 30. It was like close to 40 people were in on the diet bet thing that we're doing. And now I have to be accountable to them because they're going to be all like, I'm going to take Bubba's money.
Yeah, we're going to take your money.
I was really shocked. We talked to the guy who runs the diet bet place and the website that started this whole thing, which is really cool. But he said that 60% don't make it.
60%?
6 out of 10.
That's crazy.
That means 40%, we're going to split that money amongst the winners.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Let's have Patrick do the math on that.
Do the math on what?
On how much?
On how much the winners will win from the losers.
Okay, oh, yeah.
If you have four, let's just say, what's
let's
an
say
easy
we have 40
one?
People, because it's
40
it's,
at $50 a piece.
That's $2,000.
Okay.
Let's say half of them win. So half of the people get their money back, plus their share of the other $1,000. It'd be, you know, basically almost doubling your money after they take the website's cut.
The guy said most people double their money.
Yeah. So that's about right. If 40% of the people win, it's 60% fail. The ones who win will get $100 back.
I just realized, of course, that they would double their money.
Yeah. If it's 60%. I feel pretty dumb then and pretty bad, I guess, in a way, because what if the three of us win and like a bunch of our 17 listeners lose? We're taking our listeners' money.
Yeah, that's great.
It's the first time we'll ever make money off of this show.
Yeah.
Well, I got to say, too, I saw Patrick's Taylor Swift video, and I think maybe he should try Jazzercise.
You know what I did?
I want to see him do Prancercise.
No, I did Zumba. Do you know what Zumba is?
Zumba's you
like
did
the,
Zumba?
Yes, that's like the
Patrick,
women. Oh,
stop.
My God. Let me tell you.
You
it
did.
It was hard. Well, yeah, you know why I did it? First of all, because somebody told me, oh, you couldn't do it. It would be you wouldn't be able to keep up. And I thought, okay, that's a challenge. Second, I was at my old gym, which was one of these big super gyms, and I saw all these incredibly hot women going into the – and I looked on the thing. It said, you know, 4 o'clock Zumba class.
And this
class.
Is probably
was
right
like, –
was this right after your divorce and everything?
Oh, this was – I don't know. This was about a year ago. So, okay. Yeah, it was after the divorce. But I was one of two guys in there, and I was the only guy in there who liked girls. Okay, mm-hmm. And I was, and I stood in the back.
And the other guy still had a better chance.
Oh yeah, thanks. Was
the other guy get behind you.
That's very funny. Very funny. But no, I couldn't do it, man. It was hard,
dude. I've watched it on TV.
Is Zumba like?
Zumba's like aerobics where they dance, so it's a lot of real. You know, it's.
Is that we have like a step?
Oh, they had a step, and then they had a ball, and then they had wait. This was like an advanced Zumba class.
Yeah.
So you didn't see that word "advanced" in front of it.
It didn't say it on the thing. So I didn't see that coming. But it was very difficult. It was very difficult, and I think I gave up. It was a 45-minute class, and I think I gave up about 30 minutes in.
It's. I've done some of those classes. They're really good for you, though. If you can keep it up, they should have like a progressive thing. Like you do, you know, a few minutes here. You do 5 minutes, and then you're done for the day. Then you come back. Okay, let's see if you can do 8 minutes. Then you leave.
We do classes throughout the day. I can have somebody come in here and do aerobics with us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's not going
to
happen.
Well, we're going to do that yoga. What was the
broga?
Broga. I'm still trying to get somebody to come in here and teach us to do broga,
which is yoga for men.
For bros.
I'm not doing yoga.
No,
hey, we
no
have
broga.
We have a new guy on the phone. Hey, new guy, what's up?
Hi.
Hey.
So I hear they've been talking about this workout thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to totally change the subject on you.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
I hear that you've been putting up blue lights in your studio this month for autism awareness.
Yeah, we have.
Well, I just calling to say that I absolutely love what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I actually happen to have autism myself, and so when I heard that you guys were doing this. I'm like, oh, yay.
Oh, dude. You
know? That's cool.
That
yeah, we have
really awesome.
The entire, we have all kinds of like silly lights in our studio. So everything's controllable, and we turned all the lights blue.
For you guys.
Really? Yeah, it's like a rave in here. I've taken a hit of some kind of pill. I don't even know what this
Bubba's
is.
Bubba's got glow sticks. He's dancing with them. It's awesome.
It's really good. You should come over and dance with us.
I should, yes.
No, you shouldn't.
So
you should not.
So help me.
Why?
Because you don't. That means you'd have to watch us dance, and that's a bad thing. Except for Patrick. He's the only one. You know he's the dancer.
I'm open-minded like that. I will probably just end up dancing along with you.
Let me ask you a question. Autism, a lot of people don't know exactly. They know the term, but they don't know what it means exactly.
Autism is like a condition where you're just like shy in a sense. You distance yourself from the world in a sense.
So there was a lot of courage for you to
pick up the
phone,
right?
And call us.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome,
and
man.
Actually, my mother's a big fan of you guys. She listens to you, like, every single day on her way to work. And I happened to go along with her, and I haven't heard here what you guys are doing. And she said, hey, why don't you call them and tell them, you know, what you're doing?
Well, that's cool, man. I don't think I would have the courage to do it.
Yeah. My nephew is autistic, and he's very reserved. He's very within himself and doesn't really step out. He never would have made this call. So kudos to you, man. Again, it takes a lot of courage. And, you know, I think it's good that you picked up the phone and called just for the simple reason that we got to talk about it here on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
You want to say hi to Corey? Corey's a friend of ours. He's on the phone, too.
Sure. Hi, Corey.
Hello. How are you? You know what? I'm really glad you called, too. My oldest child is autistic.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell him I said hi.
I will. Definitely near and dear to me. And I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's nice talking to you. Have a great weekend.
Nice talking to you
and
too.
Week and everything else. I guess, do we have to say weekend and all that because of the way we tape the podcast? Because you never know when people are listening to it?
I think just you do that.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Live well and prosper.
I will. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You just did the Spock thing on him. Wow.
Yes, I did. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Star Trek. Bubba was showing me all the pictures of Star Wars, Corey. All the new the production
set.
Production stills of the set.
Dude, there's an AT-AT in the desert.
He was geeking on me. I need to have one of those. I need to have like an EpiPen, a geek pen. Whenever he starts geeking out, I go over there and stab the geek needle into his heart.
It'd have to look like a little lightsaber.
Of course.
That would be the best.
Okay, I'm better. Thanks, man.
I'm better whenever I have my geek stuff going on, dude. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I can't believe we have to wait a year for the movie to come out. But I guess, you know, if they're going to put them out every year, then there's some positives there.
I
don't know how you can't get into Star Wars.
I've never thought Star Wars was great. I guess I'm just hard on movies. I mean, I don't think
what
they're...
What movies do you like?
Well, my favorite movie is
To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
It's a great movie. It's very exciting.
I just like that kind of stuff. I like older like movies that are set in the South in the 30s and 40s and stuff like that.
My Cousin Vinny, some of those great classics.
Are you seeing Utes? Because I hear two Utes. What's a Ute?
The last 30 minutes of My Cousin Vinny is some of the best comedy ever made. Seriously.
I mean, it's no
but
Big
you have
Lebowski.
To get through the first 60 minutes to get there. And
first yeah. 60 minutes,
I
little,
just can't put
it's
up
a little
that.
Slow, a little but slow. Man, that last bit is...
Are these magic grits? Did you buy them from the guy who sold jackets?
Would you like me to tell you how I know? I would love to hear this. Best.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's no Big Lebowski, which is maybe the best movie cult classic ever.
For quotes.
Yeah, it's up there.
It's full of them. Have you seen Lebowski?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's a dumb movie that I love.
As quotable as good as it gets is maybe my favorite quotable movie.
I don't even know
my
if I've seen
My favorite movie
good.
From a quote ever is as good, is in As Good As It Gets.
I've never even heard of that.
Jack Nicholson's character... In the movie, he's got OCD and he writes romance novels.
Oh, and, when he's asked, how do
and
you write
yeah, the lady who's the receptionist at his publisher says, "How do you write women so well?" And he goes, "I think of a man, and then I take away reason and accountability." It's easily the best line I've ever heard in a movie.
Who's the girl who's the
Helen Hunt?
Yeah. I haven't seen. It's been a long time since I saw that.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Again, it has parts where it gets really slow. I think until 10 years ago, you know, movies used to just take their time. Now we're like, I want some plot now.
Get to it.
Some action.
Get to it.
Yeah.
I like Dude, Where's My Car? I know, like, stupid movies. It's a great movie. And then?
Never seen it.
And then?
What's up?
Hello?
Hey.
What's up?
Just Big D and Bubba.
Yeah.
I have a recommendation for you, the workout.
Okay.
And I just say motivation. If you find the motivation, you can do whatever you want. My friend used to tell me strong mind, strong body, and you believe you can do it, or you have something to work for, you'll do it. You know, you just got to put your mind to it and keep the motivation alive.
Easier said than done, man.
But we're also all very weak-minded.
Here lies part of the problem.
There's two words that get in the way for me: cookie and dough.
I wish it was so simple for me as to one thing that was my weakness, because I love all starches. All of it.
They should make ladies out of starch. You'd probably find one.
Yeah, but then the starch wouldn't love me back. Then I'd be skinny. See?
Yeah, mine's DiGiorno pizza.
Really?
I don't think I've ever had a DiGiorno.
Oh, I've had them. They're great, man. You just throw them in the oven whenever you're ready, and it's like they're fresh
so good.
Tasting.
Yep.
So good.
That's my weakness, and I used to be in shape. You know, I used to be real good shape, and then DiGiorno pizza came into my life, and I totally lost it. And I got married, and then it just went downhill even farther.
That's it.
The motivation of you want to make your wife happy, or, you know, she would like you to be healthier. So in the long run, you live longer. Hey, motivation helps. You know, I lost 30 pounds in 2 months. Just motivation, working out as much as I can. And I hate running.
Do you run now?
I wouldn't say run. I'd say kind of jog.
I don't really run. I kind of walk at a quick speed.
Stacy tried to get me to run because that's how she lost, like in the initial part, that's how she lost like the first stage of her weight. And then she was like, oh, okay, now I'm into this whole fitness thing. And she tried to get me to run. And I have the worst shin splints, and I've had them since high school. And so she gets me together with this lady who is a run coach. And the lady's like, and I was telling her, I'm like, I really can't run because of my shin splints. And she's like, oh, my God. I said, no, ma'am, my muscles in my legs are very, very overdeveloped just naturally. And yeah. it tears my shins up. And she said, oh, no, I got you. Dude, I showed up in shorts. And she went, nah, there's not much I can do to help you.
Yeah, if you have never seen a picture of Bubba, Bubba's calves look like most grown men's thighs.
It's ridiculous.
But bigger and more muscular.
One of Bubba's legs legit weighs as much as both of mine.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Bubba has more muscle in his legs than, like, professional athletes that I've seen.
It's really weird. It's really weird.
Arms and my calves.
You what?
I have more muscle in my forearms than my calves. I got chicken legs.
That's the only dude. If the rest of my body matched my calves, I would look like the Hulk, done with CGI.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
crazy. And I wish there was, because like weightlifters come up to me, I'll be eating and they'll walk up and go, hey man, what you do for your legs? I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what do I do? I'm sitting here eating. What do you do?
No, that's crazy.
It's really weird. I don't know what it is. Somehow, somewhere back in my lineage, there was some guy who needed giant legs to do some kind of job to stay alive in their village. And I think it just was passed on through
DNA.
You almost look like the Eric Idle character in The Adventures of Baron von Munchausen.
Never seen
what
it.
What a random.
What in God's name? Who are you?
I brought up Dude, Where's My Car, and you brought up that?
It looks like who, Corey?
There's a character in the movie The Adventures of Baron von Munchausen. It's like a Monty Python movie.
What's his name? I'm going to Google it.
I can't remember the character, but Eric Idle plays it, and it's this guy that can like run faster than the speed of sound.
I'm not going to look it up.
Yeah.
I've already lost interest.
He's already lost interest.
You lost interest before you had it.
Wow.
Well,
this really spiraled out into nothingness.
Thank you, guys.
People stopped calling, and then, you know.
Hey, thanks for the call, dude.
Yep, and if not, I'd try the – have you heard of the Nutribullet?
What is the Nutribullet?
Yeah, we have one here.
You have one?
Yeah, we have one.
We have
That's sad.
And I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. We also have a Vitamix. We don't use it. We also,
Well, Patrick makes some thingies with the Vitamix
I'm going to start doing that again. It's juicing time.
I actually, the last two that you made were pretty good.
You almost can't taste the kale and spinach.
It just, it does taste like grass, but it was good grass.
That
it was
book
like,
has recipes in it. There's a, I brought a, it's got a thing
but
in
everything
it.
Ends up having that grass flavor.
Mm-hmm. Well, that means it's good.
That's how you know it's good, is that it tastes like
kale,
yard work.
That's kale and spinach, and then you throw in, do you ever throw in any protein powder on it?
No, I don't like the flavor of the protein powder. I can taste it.
I thought
in
the
everything.
Idea was to keep this natural. If you're going to be eating kale.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, kale's natural.
Yeah, but the
kale
other stuff.
He's saying the protein powder isn't.
What's the coolest thing you ever bought for diet or exercise that you'd never used?
Oh, I have a gazelle.
Like, you know,
I never use it.
No. Hey, Corey, Patrick's is the best. He came in one day, and he was so excited.
His pedals?
Yes, he came in with his pedals. They got delivered, and we're like, what is that? He goes, well, I'll show you what it is. And he pulls out these. It's like someone just took the pedals off a bicycle and put a stand underneath them.
It's basically, it was a little exercise bike that you keep under your desk. I don't even remember what it was called.
And so he would sit there and
underbike,
and I would look over at him behind his desk in the studio, and his body just a wagon. His shoulders just a wagon,
back and forth, side to side.
There was so much good intentions in that. It was like, I'm just, well, now while I'm sitting at my desk, I can be exercising. Yeah.
And then it was about a week, I guess.
Yeah. The problem is, it's hard to talk, which we do for a living. It's hard to talk on the phone. It's hard to type while think about it. You're sitting there while your legs are moving. It's very hard to type and focus. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do anything while I was doing it. I couldn't concentrate. So it was like, okay, well, this doesn't actually work.
I bet if somebody put a beer in front of you, you could drink a Keystone Light while you're doing it.
What's the dumbest thing you ever bought, Bubba?
You, me? That pull-up bar that I bought. Remember the one I brought into the studio? It's the pull-up bar that goes in the frame of the door. And
turn any door into an exercise.
And, like, I brought it in, and Big D and Patrick are like, dude, why did you buy that? I'm like, so I could do pull-ups. And they're like, you couldn't even do one. By the way, I knocked out a couple. Remember that?
Yeah. Two and a half.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah. And then that was the last time I touched it. And it was probably the first and last time I touched it.
I can't believe you can do pull-ups.
I've never in my life been able to pull up.
That was the worst. Whenever, was it Schwarzenegger came out with his whole, we're going to get America healthy. And remember, and then we all, remember that? There was like
it's
a
the
year.
Presidential fitness
that
test.
That was it.
We had to do it every
when
year.
When that presidential, that dumb presidential fitness test came out, that was the most embarrassing moment of my childhood career at school.
Oh, I love
going up. We all had to go up one at a time.
You had to do overhand pull-ups, not underhand.
And you had to do them in front of the entire PE class.
Yeah.
And I got up there, and I reached up and grabbed, because I'm so tall, I just reach up and grab it with my feet still on the ground. And I grab it. I was like a man-child. And I grab it, and then I'm like, okay. So then I pull my legs up, and I'm like, oh,
just hanging there?
Yeah. I was sore for 3 days.
Just from hanging there,
just
not
hanging.
Doing an actual pull-up.
That's like me tying a Japanese car to your leg as you're holding onto a bar. It was painful. Anyway, I can't do any.
I tried doing the CrossFit thing. Remember whenever there was a day you had to do like 80-something pull-ups. So, like, I got through the first couple, you know. And
80?
Yes, 80.
Who could do 80?
That dude, trust me, that's CrossFit. And, like, I got through. Then they started. They're like, okay, well, get up there, and you do the thing with the band. So they put, a big rubber band around you, so it's going to assist you while you're doing your pull-ups.
On your knees?
Right.
Yeah. And then, like, that, I finally got tired. I couldn't do it. So, like, okay, well, stand on this big box and just jump up. I'm not kidding. So I was doing those, and, like, my elbows. Remember, I've been complaining about this ever since. This is a year ago. My elbows have never recovered from that day. I overdid it.
Yep.
Because you have to do it to complete the exercise, or to complete the WOD, as they call it, the workout of the day. And my elbows have been screwed ever since. I blame my fat on that day.
Don't overdo it. That's the
you
biggest
overdid
thing.
It. Yeah, exactly what you did.
I remember the summer you and
but
I worked
out
every day.
But if I didn't overdo it, the girls would laugh at me because they're all going, I did it.
Yeah, but you don't jump into something Like, dude, most people can't do 5 pull-ups.
But it doesn't
matter. So why would you jump into a thing where they go, do 80? Yeah.
Well, you do. You have 2 weeks ramp up, and then you go into the actual
real
class.
2 weeks is not enough. You need 2 years ramp up to do 80 pull-ups. Like, I don't know anyone who can do 80 pull-ups who's not.
Not people who are in the military. That's about all the only ones
that's about it. Or they're professional, like, CrossFit people or whatever.
Remember the summer you and I worked out every day, which I'm sad to say was 10 years ago this summer?
Really?
Yes. D and I went every day to the same gym. We did it for 2 months, and then I hurt my arm because I just did too many of something, and I had that tennis elbow.
Yep.
Man, my arm hurts so bad I couldn't sleep at night. You can't straighten it. You can't bend it. It's just in pain all the time.
Yep.
That was it. That was it. And then I stopped working out. I couldn't work out, and then I was done.
Got to go slow, man, especially when you start dealing with weights weight.
That guy, that Navy SEAL David Goggins. Have you heard about the record? In 24 hours, he did 4,025 pull-ups. I'm sorry, in 17 hours.
Yeah, when the first time he tried, he had to stop because the skin on his hands had all come off.
He wanted to keep going, but he couldn't
because
he had no skin left. Why can't we do that kind of stuff?
Because we wear skirts.
Compared to that guy,
we pee sitting down. That's why.
Seriously. That's a real man.
That's what women want. Want that guy.
How many pull-ups did he do?
4,025 in 17 hours.
First of all, I've never done one in my life, but I can't imagine most people have done that many in their lifetime.
No, of course not. They won't do that in 12, 15, 20 lifetimes.
Did that
Come
in
on,
day.
I've done that many.
Oh, jeez.
Like a long time ago.
Can I tell one other great story?
Yes. In high school.
Why don't you tell the first great story?
Well, thanks.
Dude.
From that summer when we were working out every day, we had a personal trainer, Dave.
Dave.
And one day for our cardio, Dave had to leave right after our main workout, and he says, okay, now you guys do some cardio. Why don't y'all try something different? Play full court basketball, just the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
That lasted for about 5 minutes of actual full court because D realized that he didn't have to run to the other end of the court to defend me because I can't make a shot to save
my
life.
Awful.
So he would just rest.
D would make his shot. He would miss his shot. I'd get the rebound and run to the other side of the court, and he would just slowly walk over until I could take 4 shots before he got there, miss all of them.
And
he
I'm would so get tall. I'd just reach up and get the rebound.
Reach up, get the rebound, and then make his way back. It was so sad. I was like, wow, you are literally not even running. And I can't make this happen.
Why do you call him Big D? Because he's all about guarding the hoop.
Yeah.
That's right. I can play me some basketball.
Oh, man. D used to go to the gym, and he would go up to these 18- and 19-year-old kids that all balling, looking all cool. And go,
man, they're high school teams.
Yeah, it was like watching a guy hustle pool. It really was. It was like, you guys mind if I play with you? Yeah, man, you won't play with us? And then D would get in. D doesn't miss. Like, seriously.
It's like, what's his name from Chappelle? What's
Prince.
His name? Yeah,
when
playing
play.
Prince.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of thing. He walks up. And it's the same thing with racquetball, too.
Yeah, D.
Patrick Toad.
Patrick is like, Patrick thought he was going to totally school Big D in racquetball.
He told me how that. He goes, well, when I was in college, I used to teach racquetball.
Yeah, I did. I taught the rules of racquetball to kids.
And I was like, really? How do you do this? I've never played it before.
Yeah.
So I get in there. We start playing.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It was so awful. It was like I was playing.
First of all, he has big, long monkey arms, so he never misses. He can stand in the middle of the court.
And hit everybody.
And hit everybody. He doesn't have to move around.
Nope.
To actually be good at racquetball.
Nope.
And on top of that, he used to play, you know, but thank goodness Scott was the one who outed you on that.
Yeah, he's like,
I was talking about, wow, yeah, D was so good. It was crazy. Scott goes, racquetball. Didn't you used to play racquetball 5 days a week when we lived in Montana? You
dope.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. That's what we ought to do. We ought to find a sport. I keep saying we need to put a basketball goal in the back in the parking lot.
How much he doesn't have to actually work out.
But
to
it
be
doesn't
good.
Matter.
And I suck. So
but
there's no motivation
here's
in
the
putting
thing.
A basketball court out there.
Yes, there is, because we would be out there and we'd play a little
I will
ball.
Never play. You put one, I swear to you, I'll never play.
I would.
Ever.
I would.
I'll play one-on-one.
I totally would. And I don't care about winning or losing. It's the fact that we're out there moving. That's what's going to matter. That's how we're going to do this.
Great. So we can all be sweaty and then come back in our beautiful studio smelling like sweat.
No, you do it before you leave.
I think you should start with cornhole and work your way up.
I have a cornhole set.
We're going to put a ping pong table in the back room.
Hey, you know, I thought about putting a ping pong table in the soundstage.
That would be cool.
I mean.
In that black area?
Why not?
Why not? And if someone comes in and they need to film stuff, just fold it up, move it.
Yeah.
We have so much room here.
He will be like Forrest Gump in about 2 months if you get a ping pong table there.
I'm totally down with it, guys. How much is a ping pong table?
Well, they're not cheap. I think they're like...
Well, get on Craigslist. You know how many people buy that stuff and then don't use it?
I'm not going to go to some creep's house just to go buy a ping pong table.
I would.
I think about the person who's going to sell a ping pong table on Craigslist.
Somebody who thought they were going to use it all
head?
The time.
You got that guy in your head? Mm-hmm. Okay, now imagine going to his apartment. Yeah, no thanks.
We're good.
Patrick, we're good.
We're good.
Hey, how are you guys? You want to look at the table?
I got one $250 here. Here's $150, $200, $400, $220. Here's a $50 one.
No, we don't smoke, man. Okay.
The last time you and I played racquetball was about a year ago. We played for an hour and a half. I swear I thought we were both going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Dudes, I'm telling you right now, here's one for $150. This is beautiful. It looks great. We ought to buy it.
Is it a real ping pong table?
Yeah, it's a professional inside ping pong table, table tennis, $150. It's beautiful. I mean, it's gorgeous. It looks like it's never been opened. It's still got the tape on the box.
I'll pick it up. I'm not afraid of creepy people.
Hey, Corey, I'll go with you.
Oh, great.
All right. Super.
$150, dude.
Hey, how are you guys? You want to watch porn? Oh, no. Just want to get the table.
I honestly think we don't need anything here that's going to create extra distraction, but that's my voice getting drowned out.
We need this, man.
Yeah, great. So there's an hour and a half every day lost while y'all are playing ping pong.
Dude, it's an hour and a half of exercise.
That's not exercise.
Yes, it is. Dude, you have to move around.
Ping pong is your exercise.
You're going to lose $50
if you're standing up and moving left and right.
I'll be happy to take your share of the money, my share of your money.
All right. Well, hey, I do want to mention it again, the diet bet, in case you're listening to this before Tuesday.
You can get in at any time, right?
You can get in up to 2 weeks late. Yeah, so you have plenty. If you're hearing this, you want to play along, go to bigdandbubba.com. You can sign up.
Get on the diet bet, which is pretty cool. And please don't, if you do take my money, just spend it wisely on something cool.
Buy some cookie dough.
On some cookie dough. Corey, I found that edible cookie dough this past week. Oh, it's amazing.
Edible cookie dough?
Yeah, it's like egg-free edible cookie dough. It's from this place called...
Yeah, where can you pick that stuff up?
At any fresh market at... they have a list on their website, but it's called the Cookie Dough Cafe, and they have like two flavors that I saw. One is regular chocolate chip cookie dough, and the other one's like an Oreo style, and the Oreo style is amazing!
If we really wanted to just make some money, we just put some of that in the fridge, because I'm not going to eat it. I don't think you're going to eat it.
Dude, it tastes so good.
We just put some in the fridge here.
Are you saying sabotage him?
Yeah, and then Bubba
can't. That's wrong. That's so awful.
I didn't say we were going to do it. I said
that's like sliding an alcoholic a beer. Just said, oh, hey, I'm just going to leave the room real
fast. I'm just saying, if we wanted to
that's awful. Don't say that.
We're not going to do that.
Don't do that.
You guys suck. Y'all suck.
Every room is going to...
You have one weakness, you know what's
gonna
happen. What it is.
Hey, every room is going to be like a thing of cookie dough just sitting out in a spoon already in it.
The cookie dough fairy must have left this.
We're going to walk by and Bubba's going to be like, hey, I'll catch up with y'all in just a second.
I'll meet you for ping pong.
He'd be having to hold his ping pong paddle in one hand and a spoonful of cookie dough in the other hand.
We'll be sitting there going, all right, well, listen, I'm just going to leave you here. We'll be out. We'll be back in 1 hour.
Real quick, before we close all this up, the ping pong table. Do we want it or not? It's $150. It's still in the box.
I say no.
It is still in the box, dude.
That's great. It doesn't matter. We don't need that here.
We spend too much. What the frick can I speak?
You can't talk.
Why can't I talk?
We have to build a new studio in the next 5 weeks. Let's finish doing that before we buy a ping pong table.
Yeah, let's you know, listen. We'll get to it, you know, down the road. I don't know what's wrong with my mouth.
You know, with you, these podcasts, after a certain point, none of us can talk.
I run out of words, man.
You ready to step back into the color world and get off this black and white podcast?
Hey, thanks for joining us, Corey.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Cue the song.
Cue the song.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.